Greetings, Zimbabwe. This is Ndimyake Mwakalieli in Washington, bringing you Studio 7 headlines for this Saturday evening's show, hosted by Gibbs Dube. Our top story, Zimbabwe's white commercial farmers claim some ZANU-PF activists are continuing to demand huge amounts of money to protect them from state eviction.
And farmers that have been forced to pay tens of thousands of US dollars.
We are a party that is organized, that is systematic, that is law-abiding.
Then we'll bring you the story of a young Zimbabwean man who, after being forced to leave Midlands State University due to lack of funds, now faces police harassment as he struggles to run an informal teaching business.
From January to June, I was doing it at my place, so I moved into town and I rented a small office from July up to recently when I was involved in this other issue with the police.
And last but not least, on tonight's Women's Forum, an exclusive interview with Margaret Mukahanana Sangarwo, the chairperson of the newly sworn-in Zimbabwe Gender Commission.
There is great hope. In fact, the Zimbabwean society, particularly the women, are actually excited because they feel that the Gender Commission was long overdue.
Don't miss tonight's Studio 7 program with Gibbs Dube. This is Ndimyake Mwakalielie in Washington, wishing you a great day.